Hello, Hardy.
Doop 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 doop. It's Miracle Nutrition. I'm dun 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 with Hardy White. With Hardy White, I'm Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. It's so good to be here with you. Usually that theme song, I get professionals to do it because it has a lot of parts, but you can do it by yourself. Oh my goodness, one thing you cannot do by yourself is have an incredible, successful radio station. You must have cooperation. A lot of people are required to do it. A lot of people are required to listen. Well, not really, but a lot of people are required to finance it, because we could have one listener if we had enough money. That'd be wonderful. I don't want that. I don't want there to be one trillionaire listener who says, I shall now be the only listener. But you know what? We could do that and then trick that person and all listen to their radio station for free. But we, unfortunately, are that trillionaire. Oh, my goodness, you're saying, Hardy, I'm not rich. Oh, well.
Hardy, I'm not rich.
Hey, Wendy.
Hardy.
We're rich in a different way.
Yes, we are. We're rich in radio, Hardy.
Also, we're rich in that, like, 30s expression. Yeah,
that's
rich.
Yes, we are. Hey, it's good to see you. I don't think you can see me. We're not on opposite sides of the same kind of glass.
I can't, but can you see me?
I can see you. You can imagine
that's great.
Me,
well,
right?
Pretend I'm on the other side of the glass.
Yeah, there
then.
You are. Hi, Hardy.
I always thought that it would be a good idea to maybe, so there'd be an engineer sitting where I would normally sit, and then they could tape an iPad to
Ooh.
Their face.
Yes.
And then have my face on it.
Yeah. And then you could be wearing a mask also.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
You could be wearing a mask that looks like me.
Rendering at all points.
And I could wear a mask that looks like you.
That'd be very confusing.
It would, but, you know, it's radio. Who would see
it
other than
it'd
you
be
and
like,
I?
But it would be like Face Off, everybody's favorite Nicolas Cage movie. I think that'd be wonderful. I wish we could do that, peel our faces off and trade out.
Maybe
but
we could do that
no,
next
I don't.
Year.
Maybe I don't wish that at all. I like having my own aging face. And you know what? WFMU is an old aging face, isn't it?
It is. Hey, you know what I want to do right now?
Sure.
I want to give people the number to pledge.
I love it. It's like music, the
All
number.
Right. Are you ready? I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. Okay. 1-800-989-9368. Mm. Or if you are averse to talking to another human being on the telephone, go to WFMU.org and click on the pledge widget and pledge to Hardy White, Miracle Nutrition.
I have always struggled on the phone speaking to people since I was a child, really. And I think maybe the source of it would be calling friends' houses and getting their parents or something.
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh,
the worst is when you say,
to...
you forget to say little Bobby.
Oh, and then you got to talk to the dad.
You say, can I just talk to Bobby? And then Bobby,
what do you want?
No.
Who's this? I meant little Bobby, I'm sorry.
Who's this Hardy White? Why,
yeah,
I don't even know
it's your
you.
Little friend,
yeah.
Hardy.
Hey, you know who?
So I got upset.
I want to tell someone out there loves you. Hardy, Paula.
Oh, they're just the odds. Are you saying like just statistically? No doubt, right?
But this specific
it's
person.
So many people.
Paula C. in Venice, Florida, pledged to your show, and she says that she loves you, Hardy.
Oh, thank you so much, yeah. And I love you for what you've done there, because that shows that you care about something, and something that's important to me as well. And we'll get on. Well, you know what? This is my favorite. I find it very hard not to talk
right
during marathon because, you know, when there's... you get to praise something that you
yeah.
care about,
yeah.
it's just the words pour out.
There's so
you
much
know?
To say.
It is, and it's just like living eulogy.
Yeah.
You know, the station's not dead, and
no,
I still get to
it.
Stand up and say, like, funny things about it and why we love it. And even if it were dead, we'd dig it up and have a party with its bones and
we would
resurrect it.
Yeah, totally.
I think it's been resurrected.
Probably. And here we are. Hey, you know, Billy P. from Glenshaw, Pennsylvania also has some love for us, but Billy has a special kind of love. He says, I love yins all. Am I pronouncing that right? Because I'm not
yeah,
from,
yins.
I'm not from Pennsylvania. I know about this yins, but Billy says he loves yins all.
So I got people from both sides. Pennsylvania.
Indeed,
the
indeed.
The Pittsburgh side, they're the Yinzers, right? And they say Yinz for like y'all or yous.
Yeah, yeah, I like y'all and I like yous. Yinz is like a maybe it's because I never been to Pittsburgh, right? What do they say in Philly? Is Philly yous?
I think it's you. I should know. I have Philly family.
Oh yeah.
And even though I grew up like I've been. Here's something. I like to try to do different voices.
Okay.
I grew up literally from birth hearing people speak in a Philadelphia accent, right? Around me,
yeah.
Grandmother.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Oh.
I can't even come close.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
That's surprising because you're good at a lot of different voices.
I know, but I think what happens is you have to live there and then you get this like bacteria or virus or something. So there's this in Kentucky we have this bacteria that's in barn. This is not even a lie.
Okay.
It's a fungus that grows in like tobacco barns.
Ooh.
And this fungus is in everybody. If you've ever inhaled air in central Kentucky,
yeah,
you have this fungus in your lungs.
Is it harmful?
It's not great.
Oh, yeah, that's probably
it's
not
a fungus,
good...
and that's
yeah,
your lung. You
right.
know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
It
it's like we all, everybody, big tent, lungs, big tent, everybody welcome.
Yeah.
But still,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
there's some troublemakers, and that.
Yeah.
And I don't wonder whether either that or just like I don't know something environmental, but yeah, there's some sounds. There's a vowel sound that no person can make unless they've been subjected to the architecture there
yeah.
for a while or something.
Oh, so Hardy, listener Matthew W. from Springfield, Virginia, pledged, and he has a question. He wants to know, do you have a middle name? If so, is it McGillicuddy?
Oh, that'd be wonderful if it were McGillicuddy. So this is a funny thing. So there is in the break room at WFMU is a letter that I sent to everybody when I first met them. It's like 10, 12 years old or something.
Okay.
And it looked, coincidentally, it seems like it was written by a 10 or 12 year old.
Uh-huh.
I guess I was one when I sent it. But I signed it Hardy D. White.
Oh.
And I'm thinking back, first of all, the letter does not even sound familiar. And
yeah.
that's frightening.
Oh. Hmm.
And two, it kind of rings a bell. It sounds like me, but it could also just be AI.
Mm. Oh.
I could be convinced of anything nowadays. No, yeah. a robot that's like you wrote that. I go, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
But the D, I wonder about that. So I wonder if I do have a middle initial. I could. I like to change it. You know, sometimes there's characters, you know, that do that and just whatever is apropos. Like, let's say you have a wallpaper and job for me. And I'd say, well, that's my middle name is
wallpapering. Yeah. Although, you know, maybe people can pledge and give you a middle name that starts with D every time they pledge. And we can just change it like every minute or two.
Yeah, just keep doing. Yeah, everybody who calls it will change it until somebody else proposes a new middle name.
Yeah. Yeah.
They
yeah.
call and you say, you know, your middle name is, and then I don't know. I can't
yeah.
think anything silly.
Yeah, nobody's guessed it yet, but the pledges are coming in, including one that I just had handed to me hot off the presses from Anne M. in Lexington, Kentucky. A generous pledge. Lexington loves
people.
You, Hardy.
Oh, well, you know, they have to shop with me. And I'm, you know, I'm friendly. And
are
that
you?
Goes a long way.
Right, so it takes you three times as long to shop.
I'm patient.
Yeah.
I've been patient so long that now that I need patience, I feel like it's out there. I've made a little deposit.
Yeah.
In the karmic patience bank.
Oh my gosh, Hardy. I'm going to totally interrupt you right now. Now, you know I'm from Vermont, right? Because
yes,
we've had
yes.
this conversation. You just got some, like, actual, not just love from Vermont, but wove. Mm. David K. from Starksboro says that he woves you.
Wow.
I know, right?
That's pretty great. And Vermont, you know,
yeah.
early supporter of the show.
Oh, for
got
sure.
Got lots of love from Vermont, like, almost immediately
we,
when I
we
started.
We totally get you up there.
And when I did my first live show at Monty Hall, people that drove in. And a friend drove in for this show.
Wow. Nice.
From Burlington.
Oh, from Burlington's a long way away. That's farther away than from where I came from to come here for this radio
program. Isn't
that
great? I know. I tell you what, it seems, I guess what they do is they look at it on the map and they go, that looks close.
Yeah.
And you take off in the car. I did that when I drove. I drove up with friends from Lexington to Jersey City.
Okay.
And, you know, map wise, you go, yeah, that's doable.
But then you go up and down the mountains. And
it's not too bad. No, it's not too bad.
No. Oh, hey, you got a really generous pledge. A really generous pledge from Seth B. from Lambertville, New Jersey. And I have to kind of edit as I read because he put in an FCC unfriendly word, but you know, we'll get around that. And he wrote,
I love him.
Yeah, me too. Go Seth B. Lift it all, lift it us, maintain.
He's quoting me. Oh my goodness. He's quoting,
maintain.
He's quoting like a surrealist poem I wrote. Oh, he is so massively great. What a great person.
He didn't put whether he loves or loves you, but we're going to assume that it's both.
No, I've collaborated with him, wonderful, talented person who's expressed their gratitude and does. And I think that's like the most incredible thing. Like, you know, when I meet artists, it's one thing. When you meet like really with generous, grateful artists, it's hard to be depressed.
Right.
I really feel lifted up by it. And it's so easy when you're alone. And I really do tend towards a sort of solitary nature as a person who's likes to think and a fairly sensitive person. So I don't need much input, right? And then I got to go process it. Mm-hmm. So I go out into the world and I go, wow, that was incredible. I need to go be alone and think about this, mm-hmm. you know, and draw or something. And then I can go back out and do that again.
Well, that's so what the radio is good for, because those of us who are like, we can sit at home alone or even with a friend or two and listen and get inspired. And, you know, there's some people, Jacob S. from Miami, Florida, generous pledge to you, Hardy White.
Thank you, Jacob.
He is inspired. Also, Mike G. from Morristown, New Jersey, not too far from here. Also, generous pledge. He is inspired by you. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Well, you know, I'll tell you, we inspire each other. You know, if you mean the I do that preacher thing that if the dictionary defines inspire as, but really it does mean to breathe, you know, and to breathe in,
right?
and we breathe a purpose into one another. See, that's what inspiration is. That's what I need in my life. Is purpose. I don't feel like I'm, and probably am not, anybody as an individual organism. You know, that I don't have any real purpose. And you say, well, does anybody have any real purpose? I think it's only something that manifests in relationships to other people. It's something, a third thing, like the Holy Ghost. It is purpose is something that arises out of our interactions. So we meet and we create purpose for one another. I need you and you need me.
Kind of like a family.
Yeah, that's the purpose.
And here's my segue. The Perrin family from Olive Bridge, New Jersey has pledged to you, and it is part of their swag for life. And they are a favorite. You are a favorite in their household. And I would welcome all others who are inspired by Hardy to call 1-800-989-9368 and pledge. Or you can go to WFMU.org and do the same.
Also, I'd like to hear from you if you were like 10 when you started listening and now you're 22 or 3.
Imagine that. Yeah.
I think because that's the case. I start, you know, I'd hear say, oh, we listened to you in college or something, you know, and now we're not in college.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about being on for a while is you can be in people's lives at different times, too, and have different, relationships with them. Sometimes I feel a bit like that imaginary friend in that sad Pixar movie or whatever, you know. Like, I don't need the elephant, little tiny pink elephant comedian anymore in my soul.
No.
But here, the good thing is, in that one, they just flushed him down the colon or something. But in here, in the radio, I can stay here for others. And then, even after I literally perish, there's archives, which are wonderful.
The archives, yes.
Just a mausoleum of the soul there that you can be listening to someone, you know, after they've been live moldering in the grave for a while, and their stuff is still fresh. And if it's evergreen, you can just pretend they're still there.
Yeah. You know who is also evergreen? That is station manager Ken, who has just dropped a pledge on you. And he says he loves listening to your show every week on his drive home.
I love that. That makes me nervous, but it also...
Well, this may also make you nervous. Carol M. from West Sacramento, California, she just pledged to your show. She says she named her puppy after you. She has a puppy now named Hardy White.
Oh, I love that so much. Oh, I love dogs.
I do too.
I love my, have, and they're aging now too. And I love all ages of dogs.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel there's some simpatico with my hound, you know, because his eyes are cloudy and he topples over.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm laughing. It's not funny.
What you do, Hardy? To your eyes?
I mean, it's life. Life is weird and messed up, right? You know, so I don't like, I try to banish any kind of tragic, spin on the aging and it's just senescence. Stuff breaks down. It's wonderful. But, you know, there's some things that can endure. Everything goes away. But there's some things that can endure from one generation to the next. And those are undertakings or values or something like that. Now, the radio station is such a thing. Why is this important? Why also, I'd like to discuss why this is one of the rare subversive things. Why would I want to be subversive?
Oh, well, so many reasons.
Yes, well, here, let me tell you why. To subvert means to turn from under, okay? It's just like to undermine something. Now, why do that? Well, what if the foundation of things are an FCC word I can't say, upped, beyond repair, just things that are anti-human, freedom of the soul, you know, or oppressive. And this happens in our culture. You know, you don't think about it until things disappear. But, you know, ideas are essentially sort of kept from us by omission or by, there's all sorts of reasons why these things aren't up to par, you know, why this isn't art. And, you know, from listening to this station, that all sorts of things have that transformative power. That
indeed,
there's all kinds of art and expressions of all sorts of people, not just famous superstar rich people, but people in their basement with a cassette player expressing something.
Yes.
And you would never hear that. And here, they are equals. They are that tape, that basement tape of that person whose need to artistically express themselves is so powerful. They do it in abject poverty. They do this thing without any fear of fear. That was a Freudian slip.
Whoops.
Any compensation or anything like that. They just do it. And then they're on the radio right next to the superstar, rock and roll superstar.
Well, and that's what we're doing here. None of us, I mean, are you getting paid to do your show? I don't get paid to do my show. We do this for love. And it hits the listeners, and here they're hitting us back with pledges. For example, Sienna M. from Lake Worth, Florida, she says about WFMU, there are so many great shows, but Hardy White makes everything right. And Sienna said, thank you for lifting us up in dark times. And Mark M. from West Orange, New Jersey, he had similar sentiments. He said that you, Hardy White, helped him get through a very difficult time in his life, and that you two communicate with each other on Twitter, and so he says he owes you, Hardy, a debt of gratitude, and he has pledged to back that up. So thank you, Mark M. in West Orange, New Jersey. And then Canada checking in. Aaron W. from Toronto said that Aaron is donating for Hardy's uncanny ability to say exactly what I need to hear any time I tune in. So apparently, you are also telepathic.
You know, it's not. It's that, and it's that I know there are lots of people that feel like you, listener. And you say, Hardy, you seem to know what I feel. There's lots of it. It's just they don't have a voice. There aren't any, a lot of, there's not a lot of WFMUs. There's just no opportunity for you to hear it.
Yeah, we're, it's, am- we're the
it's
only
amazing
one.
That it's still here and that I'm able to speak to you about that. And believe me, I'm so underground. I got to clean the dirt out of my ears on a regular basis. That's what you, what, you know,
it, and
you're subterranean.
That's why
we're undermining. We're down here in tunnels. There is a system of tunnels in our culture, and you know this. There's a
it's
system
true.
Of tunnels.
I've been there.
In our culture. They are under everything. They are under this so-called foundation, this of phony story that we tell ourselves. And this is where the reality is. We are the Morlocks. We are the people that are actually down there so that the people of light in their white robes can march around and pretend that they are culture when the real work and the real mining goes on beneath the ground. Listen, all the great ideas, they come from somewhere. Where do they come from? They come from people. You know, you can see this in great musical movements like hip-hop. Where'd that come from? Top down? No.
No, the other way around. And that's what
we're
doing.
Feel it from
here.
The street.
That's right. And that's why y'all should get on your phones and call 1-800-989-9368 and pledge to Hardy White's Miracle Nutrition. Pledge to WFMU. Pledge to WFMU.org. We'll take your pledge online if you do not want to talk to a person on the telephone. But if you do, you can call 1-800-989-9368. Just like Jan S. from New York, New York, who just pledged and said that they are a regular listener to the preaching of Hardy White. So preach it, Hardy. Preach it.
Oh, I will. Hopefully I'm just preaching what's in all of our hearts. I would never tell you what to do, mainly because I don't know. And I don't know what you need. That's the thing. I would love to be, and I would love to be an authority. You know, there was a great performance artist, stand-up comedian, his name was Professor Irwin Corey. Mm-hmm. And Professor Irwin Corey,
that name
actually
sounds familiar.
He lived to be like 100 and something. And one of his shtick was he was the foremost authority, and he was great. And he was just kind of phony expert thing and do a lot of double talk. And he was actually really, really bright man who once hit on my mom.
Oh,
but anyway, so I know exactly that. I could. Oh my goodness!
There's many.
Before
there are many
I was
sides.
Born, too.
Oh boy!
That could be. Let me talk more about my dad, Professor Ringhorn.
Wow.
So
yeah.
I'm not anti-intellectual. No. You know, I'm not saying that informed people and don't have the answers. I'm saying I don't. So and I don't know that you can't get to them. Without observation and thinking and deducing, and I'm all for that. And what I'm trying to be a proponent of is just really basic things, like to be able to do that, you must not oppress yourself. You must love yourself. And
you
that's
know,
hard for a lot of people to do because they've got
true.
Other voices in their heads.
Well, there's someone who loves you. Well, there's a lot of someones, but in particular, Scott C. from Knoxville, Tennessee, said that he loves you so much that if your show, Hardy, was a person, he would marry it.
He's right.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he would. Scotty's great. These are all a lot of these blur the line between people that started as listeners and then I got to know them well.
Yeah.
And that's even better. I can picture people out there and think about them when I'm saying things. And there's nothing better than doing that. I know that also I like to, you know, mix up. You can't have a straight dose of anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. And you have to sort of mix it with something else. So I don't like to be completely sentimental and I don't like to be completely serious, but I don't like to be completely silly or completely frivolous. is I like to vacillate. I like to go back and forth.
You contain multitudes.
We all do. And, you know, we get sick of one thing. It gets weird. You get fixated.
Yeah.
You know?
You get bored.
Like when gratitude can turn into maudlin sentimentality, yeah. Can it? I could start going on about how much the station means. Then we have to switch gears and start thinking about how does the station smell? Who are the people in it who are
smells
annoying?
Smells interesting right now because there's a lot going on in this building. But you were...
Lots of great smells and people.
Yeah. Like lunch was a really great smell when I went. So for lunch today, volunteer Jill cooked for us and the food tasted delicious. And I knew it was going to taste delicious because as I stood over the lunch table, I said, what is that delicious smell? Oh, that is the lunch that I'm going to eat that was prepared by a volunteer who paid with her own money and came down on her own time to make food for us. And that lunchroom smelled delicious, at least during that time. I don't know what's going on there now, but, you know,
I've had
I'm
some
up
of
here.
The best meals of my life there.
Right.
Because, you know, people express their gratitude. So some people do it really well through food.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Food is a great way to show love and gratitude. And there are a lot of people have been listening to the radio station for a very long time. And to be able to come there and to bring like a big plate of something or something that, you know, is your specialty and share it is amazing for everybody.
Oh,
and
yeah, then, totally.
You know, we sit around there communally, volunteers and DJs and other weirdos.
Table. Yep.
And it's just fantastic.
It's really lovely. And in the volunteer room, too, I didn't write down. If someone from the phone room could come and write down who all the phone people are so I could thank them, because we have to thank the folks who are answering phones and running pledge cards in here to me. And the people who are answering the phones are answering them at 1-800-989-9368. And they are also answering when it comes through the computer and it prints it out. And that's at wfmu.org.
So where are you sitting, Wendy?
I'm sitting in Studio B. I'm sitting
okay,
in the room.
Okay, so
that gets real
not
hot.
In the phone room.
No,
we ought
I'm
to open
it.
You ought to occasionally open the mic in the phone room to get the if there's a ring.
Oh, yeah, I actually
so they can hear the ring on the air. That makes people excited. It's a Pavlovian thing.
It's true. Except
Jerry Lewis taught us this trick years ago.
Yeah, you know.
And also I think that's my ring, because people want to like, I can make it ring with my computer. And
totally.
That's a fun thing, right?
We may have to fake it because there's too many dogs barking in the volunteer
room.
No, the
right dogs bark. You gotta be kidding me. That's great. Fiona Apple left that on her new album.
Yeah, but
great album. It got me through the pandemic. Just the Fiona, if you are listening, highly doubt it.
Yeah,
but like one
you never
the
know.
Dogs hearing
well,
the dogs.
Well, if Fiona Apple is listening, she definitely better call 1-800-989-9368. We want to hear from her. And again, if she's shy and she wants to pledge online, she can go to wfmu.org.
But she almost doesn't have she's given provided so much. I feel like she doesn't have to even.
Well,
you just listen.
I guess, but it wouldn't be bad. I mean,
it wouldn't be bad, but I have no expectations just because you're, you gotta, I don't know how people allocate their resources. It's a terrifying thing. You know, we all have a finite amount of resources. It's scary. And because when they run out, the consequences are horrifying. And the things we have to do to get it and everything. And so it's a lot to be separated from it. And there's people who take it for granted. They feel entitled to that money from you, but I know what it represents, and it's not easy to replace.
No.
And so when you do pledge something, I see those amounts. I feel it, you know, know what things cost. And so I see your priorities and saying, you know, this thing is important to me. And
well,
I get it.
Here's a couple of folks who are prioritizing you. One of them's from Canada. We got another Canadian pledge from Andrew S. in Hamilton, Ontario. He says, Hardy White, we love to listen to your show. It is so easy to get lost in while they work. And also Chris S. from Ridgewood, New Jersey, says, Hardy, I love you. Stay miraculous.
Oh, thank you so much. Also Canada now. I believe Canada, isn't that like radio kind of almost started there? Wasn't the first, there was a Canadian named Fessenden. I think that's his name. I get confused with Fessenden, which is a Persian chicken dish with pomegranate syrup and walnuts, which is amazing. I don't know if you ever had Fessenden.
Well,
have you had this?
I don't know, anyway. But maybe that's what I'm having for dinner tonight, because, thank you. There's a volunteer down there cooking so right now. Oh, hey, I want to take some time to thank the folks over in the volunteer room. We have Ike over there answering phones, Brian, Dan, Jeremy. And also, who's cooking dinner for us tonight? I wish you were here, Hardy, because Atif, Atif is cooking dinner for us, and it's going to be delicious.
Oh, please say, give me as many details as possible.
All right.
Because I love the food. One, there was one time, it was Nick the Greek made fava, some kind of, among other things, some kind of fava bean thing. And it was very garlicky and delicious. I love fava beans anyway. Yeah. And I overpraised. I think I went to, but it just hit me. I was in a good mood, and there was lots of people I loved around, and I ate these fava beans, and I thought I was going to die of joy.
Yeah,
it hit me so
that.
Hard.
Food
and then
he
was like, oh, you got to come to the family house on the Amalfi Coast or something. I'm going, you're killing me. I can't take more joy.
Well, but here's some more joy from Utah. We got a pledge from Mark P., a generous pledge. He's going to be getting, he might be getting your marathon premium if he chooses it, which he could. He's going to get the t-shirt. He says, Miracle Nutrition changed my life. This is what Mark said. And by extension, WFMU. And by extension, here's some money. Please survive another year. Thank you, Mark P. from Orem, Utah,
Mark,
for your generous pledge.
Thank you so much. So my premium.
Yeah, tell us about your premium, Hardy.
I have the list of the tracks here. I forgot last time I was on the air what they were, but they're right in front of me now. So it's some music and little bits from last year.
Okay.
So I'm looking at the list now, and the first cut says Brian Irons, which is it's a parody of Ian Nairn, the British architectural critic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really esoteric. But
yes.
That's weird. Nobody else does that. Who else does that?
Only
the
you,
second
Hardy.
Is a Love Boat parody where they're pirates.
Okay,
the other
I
is another Love Boat cut, which is my Captain Stubing impression, which I've been low-key working on for years.
Very nice.
And then it says Visit the Mall. I don't know what. Nugget List, which is a parody of... who's the electric piano player that everybody samples? He's like a... His name will come to me. I know his name like I know my own name. And the commenters, I'm not reading your comments. They're writing it over and over, and we're all...
Yeah, totally. What's the name? Gonna... What is the name of your marathon premium this year?
It doesn't have a name.
Oh, the Nameless Miracle.
It's usually
always
has the date on it, though.
Okay.
You know, so it'll say 2024 Marathon Premium.
And people can get it if they pledge $75 or more and they select the Hardy White Miracle Nutrition Marathon Premium.
Yeah, and then you can get it. And I think you can get it all sorts of reasonable formats, like a CD, or you can download the... digital.
You could probably get it telepathically too.
I was just saying, I could do. You
could
call
you
me, and I could describe everything.
That would be a thing. Hey,
I used to get called more for answering machine messages, and then I don't know that they have those anymore, and so now I don't really get those.
Yeah. Hey, Robert A. right here in Jersey City, hometown pledge. He says, "Thank you for this wonderful hour together, Hardy White."
Oh, thank you, Robert. I'm so blessed, and I could pinch myself because the little kid in me who loved radio is just doesn't know what to do. And I mean literally doesn't know what to do on the radio, and as an adult I don't know what to do on the radio, but I'm just so glad to be here. And I thought, well, enthusiasm will carry you, Hardy. You don't have to have material per se. Just absolutely, you could vamp for decades. Just... you know, get on there.
Yeah.
Is everyone listening carefully?
Yes, I think they are, because let me tell you, here's some, I'm here as your co-host, Hardy. I'm here to support you, but I am who I am, and I do like a little bit of shameless self-promotion. Two pledges just came in for your show, but for both of us. Alex,
of course.
Alex R. in San Francisco says, for Hardy and Wendy, the cheese people.
Yeah, we Thank are you, the Alex. Cheese people.
and then Edward B., also known as Ed from New Beige on the comments page, from Northfield, Massachusetts, who I know personally, says, two of my favorite radio personalities. So, you know.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Here we are.
We should point out that we have talked before.
Thank you,
that's
Ed.
What I think. So
we have talked
and
before.
That's why I'm not asking you anything about yourself, because we had like a 2.5 hour conversation.
Oh, no, Hardy. 4 hours.
We talked for four
Hardy
hours.
Hardy and I had a 4 hour Zoom conversation in October. I was interviewing Hardy for my
help.
Show, and it was about being, you know, working with cheese. And
sorry.
There's nothing
I'm
to apologize
so sorry.
For. No. It was fantastic. For an hour and a half, we talked about being a cheesemonger. And then for the other 2.5 hours, we just talked. And it was wonderful.
This is my mother. I'm some kind of phone poltergeist. Like, I just can't. I still have a line going. I still carry around a phone. My mom's on the other end of it. I see her regularly, but we're still talking on this phone from the 80s. That conversation is not even over yet, so I just have the handset with me.
Yeah, why not?
I'm like that too. I see these TED talks about how to be a good listener and not to be a jerk at parties and everything. But I've got this. Yeah, I don't know. I love people blame their nerves now. I'm gonna blame mine. This is the way my brain's wired.
My noise.
You know, I'm listening and loving and curious about other people.
Yeah.
I also think it's story trading time. And I know that's like people go, don't do that. It is not just listen to their story and I don't know, write it down and then
publish it and make a whole bunch of money off it.
People do that, by the way.
if you have done that, if you've written down somebody else's story, published it, made a whole bunch of money off it, you should call 1-800-989-9368 and pledge, like, I don't know, maybe half of
sure I like good listeners. Because there's lots of stories about this all the time, but there's like a writer and they write like someone they know tells them something about their lives.
Okay.
Then they write that in their book, right? You know?
Yeah.
So I think that's like, so avoid good listeners and try to find other people whose story swap. That way you got something on them. You
right.
can just
totally.
Steal their story back.
Yeah.
So
publish
if they,
book.
Right. If you tell them that funny story about how you were on a boat as a 12-year-old and you went into the head and it was dark and you peed on the lid because you couldn't see if it was open or not, and they write about that, well, you just take their story, you know, about how they thought that the thing of butter was cheese and they ate a whole stick of butter at a restaurant. So
wait, did I tell you that story? Because that story sounds really
hasn't done that? If you've gotten it, if you ordered a cheese platter in France,
and
you ate some butter.
You ate a stick of butter.
Because like, they disguise it to be a jerk.
I thought I was the only, I've never even been to France, and I still have eaten an entire stick of butter thinking it was some cheese.
Yeah,
because
they put it in a shape that's not like, that's not the, that's a tricky shape.
What are you even feeding me? Exactly. Oh, hey, Aaron N. from Lusby, I think that's how you pronounce it, Maryland, says that your show, Hardy, and he gave you a nice premium-sized pledge, it's the best thing he has discovered this year. Thank you, Aaron. And you got some more love from Lexington, Kentucky. They like you down there. John F. gave you a nice pledge, and he said, when I'm reminded of my mortality, I grip tighter to Hardy White. He is truth, and he is false, and I love both of him.
Oh,
thank you, John.
There's no. Oh, thank you so much, John. That is so well put.
Yeah.
I love when people get you.
Yeah, right? They see you for who you are, and it is good. Oh, hey, I'm gonna throw the phone number out again because I'm imagining the phones are ringing, but I can't tell.
Well, throw it in the mic. Open them.
I'm.
It's the third fader from the left, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess, except
just
the
put
dogs
it up for me.
With the barking. All right, let's see.
Put it up just a second and
all
let's
right.
hear, and then
okay.
you can put it right back down.
All right. Everybody in the phone room, they should start cheering.
Yeah, that's great.
There they go. All right, I'm going to keep it on low.
Great.
And if the dogs start barking, I'll turn it completely off. But Anyway, yeah, we want to hear the phones ringing. 1-800-989-9368. And if you are people averse or any other excuse, you can go to WFMU.org and you can pledge online.
I think you could, if you want to, if you're people adverse, there are as many dogs at WFMU as there are people. And you could request to speak to one.
Yeah,
and
right?
Sometimes they're much better.
Oh, and yeah,
you
and
know?
They'll write it down. They'll, you know, you don't need opposable thumbs to write on a pledge card. I've done it myself when my thumbs were out of order. You can do
yeah, and they're like those dogs on TikTok that say stuff.
Right. They're totally special dogs.
That'd be great. A whole show.
Yeah, of dogs, the dogs of TikTok. Hey,
yeah.
Brian A. from Lolita, Texas, gave you a generous three-figure pledge and says, love ya, hearty son. Thank you for another year of MU. I'm going to imagine that's like WFMU, but maybe the MU means something. Maybe there's a, do you have a special language with Brian from Lolita, Texas? Can you
maybe
talk about that on the air?
Probably Japanese.
Oh,
so
all right.
Mu would be nothingness.
Oh. And, well, he did call you Hardy-san, so I think you're on.
Yeah. And I think I know who it is. And it's, yeah, that would be, I have a love of Japanese culture, and that's one of three words that I know.
Yeah, that's
but not the language. I have no mastery of the language, but I enjoy the culture. In fact, I was just in, you know, because I was up there last week in Jersey City, and went into New York City, and went to the Strand Bookstore,
mm-hmm.
and got a 1950s book on Japanese theater,
oh,
written
nice.
By MacArthur's language translator, who was in charge of like censoring kabuki. And
in
the midst of censoring kabuki, he fell in love with it and became a scholar of, I love that.
If only that could happen all the time.
Doesn't that happen all the time? We just get seduced by kabuki. It's a people's opera anyway, right?
That should be the name of your marathon premium next year, Seduced by Kabuki.
It is. Well, it's,
see,
you know,
you
it is all that. It's
and then you
broad
can,
and wonderful.
Yeah, then you can craft a whole... you know, premium out of that. You start with the title and then you just go from there, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of parallels between Kabuki and WFMU.
Oh, yeah.
One is the audience is rowdy and kind of yells back.
Oh, yeah. I want to get the phone room to yell again. Hey, phone room.
Yeah, yell back.
Yeah, come on, phone room.
Whoop it up. People get excited. You know, the best here, you know, I was listening to the station when I was driving from Lexington to New Jersey, all hours of the day, right? Day, night, I heard a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the ones that really get you, they that are successful, they know their audience, and it is usually involved like Ken screaming. Like, there's just no, and you think, well, that's not really the height of sophistication. Shut up.
It doesn't need to be.
You know, we know, this is, I'm not going to tell the audience what they know what they want,
and they want us to be insane. Yeah, why do they, if you want the height of sophistication, go listen to NPR. If you want actual entertaining radio,
yes.
that people want to listen to, that doesn't pander to you, that has personality, then you listen to WFMU and you listen to Miracle Nutrition. Just like, oh my gosh, you got an Italian pledge, Hardy.
Is that an expression or is it from Italy?
Well, it's not a clever euphemism. Daniele F. from Rome. Pledge.
Oh, Rome.
You got an
Italian
pledge. Thank you, Daniele.
Oh, I have to get there. There's so many buildings I need to see. People, too. Love the people.
Yeah, for sure.
But, oh, my gosh. That's some... This having connections worldwide and to be able to hear from people all over the world as they hear us, you know, it's... Jersey City.
I know.
Jersey City's nice, but come on.
It isn't
like, you know.
When I tell people I'm going to Jersey City for a vacation because I'm doing things at WFMU,
mm-hmm.
unless they know about WFMU, they look at me funny. If they know about WFMU, they say, oh, well, I totally understand. But everybody else, I don't know. They. Yeah, you have some international fans like Jeff M. from... towns that I don't know if I should even try to pronounce them in the UK. Escdelamir and Dumfries and Galloway. Jeff M. pledged to your show. So you got some folks
thank
in
you,
the UK.
And they're real. That's what they try to get you by putting one in that are, you know, stumping or something. That's not, there's no stumping.
You got a pledge from Ecuador, Todd N.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That's a long time
double dose.
FMU person.
Yeah, for it's sure. One of the
first beautiful souls I ever met when I came up there, and I thought, everybody is intense and nuts and wonderful and creative. And then I thought, oh, no, it turned out to be about 15% everybody, but
oh,
that's enough.
But, you know, that's a pretty good amount. Oh, you got a pledge from Berlin, Germany, from Daphne B. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
much.
Daphne. Berlin, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, right?
And I had so many good art experiences in Berlin. Great, great modern art museums there. So exciting.
Yeah. And Charles W. from Chicago just gave you a nice pledge. Thanks for the weird memories, Hardy.
Oh, best person in the world. Got to see him at the live show last week.
Oh, nice.
And he and his wife, and it was just amazing. And sat there and... It was fantastic. I got to visit with people.
Chris S. From Madison, Alabama. It's going to get your marathon premium.
Oh, and Chris, hey, thank you.
Yay, more friends.
It takes me a minute. The whole F, it all, it's like we're all spies or something.
Yes,
some people
Chris
I know, it
S.
takes me a minute with their... It's like we're in elementary school and there's more than one Chris
right.
or something.
And we can't say their last name. You know, that's station etiquette.
No, I understand. That's cool. Yeah, I wouldn't want mine.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean... People know my fake last name, but that's, like, not my real last name. So when my dad pledged to my show a couple of weeks ago, my first marathon week, I said, oh, yeah, that's Mr. Del Formaggio, because that's not really his last name. And you can pledge anybody who's sitting around wondering, what am I going to do in the next 12 minutes? You're going to pick up the phone right now. Call 1-800-989-989. 9368. You can also pledge at WFMU.org. And I'm going to turn the mic up a little bit in the phone room. Maybe we'll hear some.
We're going to hear somebody on the phone. They're on the phone. It sounds like they're talking
like
to people right now. They're talking to, they
someone's
are talking to, hey, we've got all our phone lines are going right now. We got still some of them free. We want to hear from you right now.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we're not going to ask them.
That.
We're not going to ask them to yell and scream in the phone room because someone's on the phone and they're trying to take a pledge. Because let me tell you, I've been in there at phone number one, and I won't say who, but there are certain MCs. They make it kind of hard to take a pledge because they
are they
yell
loud?
So much.
Are they boisterous?
They're so loud and boisterous, and loud and boisterous comes over the air really beautifully, but not when you're trying to take a pledge. Hey, we just got a staff pledge from my friend and yours, Bryce, and I'm going to sneeze. So
I was just literally going to say his name because he was my co-host last week and talk about chill, mellow people. In fact, I've never hosted with anybody who wasn't kind of like... They sent me all the laid-back people. Send them to Hardy.
Yes, yes.
They'll scare them.
Yes, exactly. I don't know if you... Well, I don't.
No.
I wouldn't call myself laid-back, and they paired me with you.
Yeah, maybe I don't... My idea of laid-back is very broad.
Could be.
If you're not a problem. That's my laid-back. If you're not actively, like, physically threatening.
No.
I think that's cool.
Not usually. Although, I mean, I'm from New Jersey, so I can pull that out of my pocket if I need to, but I try not to, you know? Why do you got to go that way? But for some of us,
there's no better place for WFMU to be than in New Jersey and in Jersey City.
That's right.
And there is something wonderful about it. And the thing about New Jersey is it is this mixed thing, just like WFMU is. It has this natural beauty right up against the horrors of man-made the detritus of our industrial folly and all that kind of thing, political corruption. But then, right next to this incredible natural beauty and this geological diversity and all that kind of thing in one state and people from that
everywhere.
Everywhere. And the people that have been there a long time, I have a real love and affinity for because I have so much family from the state.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, people from everywhere, all types and everything. But I've met just a lot of really good people
you know,
from New Jersey, from this area, and do they got problems?
Yeah,
we all got problems.
Everywhere's got problems.
Everybody's got struggles.
It's true.
Everybody's life's a challenge. I say this to you, if you're trying to do anything, if you're trying to be a creative person, if you're trying to make your way in the world, listen, you don't have to make constant progress. You know, just getting up and living the next day, that is an accomplishment. Hallelujah. Don't let people pressure you into trying to be something you can't be. There's a struggle going on in this life, you know? We move forward. We have to make our way each day as our body's breaking down, as we are confronted with all sorts of mixed emotions, grief. We have to be able to go on after loss. Then we have joy, and then we have the absence of joy. And all this is bombarding us as we try to make our way in life. And what we really want is, I think, as a human being, what I want is someone to acknowledge this. Let me know that you know that it's hard.
And that's why they need to pick up the phone right now.
Pick up that phone.
1-800-
Right now, demonstrate it.
989-9368. 1-800-989-9368. Or WFMU.org. Let Hardy know. Does Hardy mean something to you? What does Miracle Nutrition do for you every week? Pledge and tell us.
It's, you know, I try to be here regardless, and I've really grown since I've started on radio in general, because it's a very self-conscious undertaking, and it's really impossible not to sort of like stare at your navel and disappear into yourself, like when Popeye puts his head through his leg and he becomes some kind of human Möbius strip.
Yeah.
It is like that in a lot of ways. You go up your own butthole. And and you know, I was reminded really early on that it's consistency, you know, it's being there for each other regardless of how we feel that day. And that's the thing. This radio station is a slog. We got to be there every day, even when we're not feeling it. But you know, that might be the day that you need it the most.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to miss a show.
Oh, yeah.
Because me being silly, you know, might be just what you need at that time.
Yeah.
And I want to be there. And I want this station to be there for you when you need it. It's been such a friend to me. What a companion.
Oh, yeah.
Any hour of the day, it chases away loneliness.
Yeah. And even if you turn on one of the four entire radio stations that encompass WFMU, the terrestrial signal and the four streams, even if you can't find anything that speaks to you out of all of those channels, there's 20 years of archives. You will not live long enough to listen to every single archived show on WFMU. That is eternal.
In fact, there are some archives that will kill you dead.
It's true.
If you listen to them.
Yeah, so, there's a little warning.
But you don't know which one is going
to
do that.
It's the ones that say, listen to this one first. That's the one that you don't want to listen to first.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a little trick.
Don't do that.
You know? Yeah.
I always listen to my shows out of order for sure. Boy, there's no...
Oh, yeah. Mix it up. It's better that way.
Yeah. I can't stand shows where you have to know something going in.
Yeah,
I'm
totally.
Not that way.
Person should just be able to jump.
They
right
do that with right with TV shows now. It's like, oh, it's the next season. Do I have to know what went on? I hope not.
Yeah.
You know, I hope Reacher is having new adventures.
Sure.
So you don't have to know all the characters.
Hardy, we have 6 minutes. The listeners have 6 minutes to pledge to your show. This is your final marathon show for 2024. So if they want to tell you they love you, they better get on it and pick up the phone and call 1-800-989-9368 or WFMU.org. Hurry up. This is your last chance this year.
Listen, I have something to say to you about how exquisite and joyous futility is. Listen, if you were invited to the birthday party of a 100-year-old person, you'd be thinking, what does a 100-year-old person need? What could they possibly want from me? Do I have to get this person a gift? Aren't they going to be dead soon? Well, you could say that about any age person. We never know what the future brings. We are always concerned with the moment and making that as good as possible. Listen, bring that 100-year-old person a gift. They deserve cake. they can hold that for a second. How long would they play with that red rubber ball you got them if they were 50, if they were 20, if they were 30? I don't know if that's the appropriate gift for a 100-year-old, a red rubber ball, but maybe it is, you know? And so what I'm saying is that anything that you can give for this moment to keep this station on, even if it's for just one more year, everything is just one step at a time, one year at a time. Our moments here are precious, and they're not precious at the same time. Don't treat them too preciously. You won't do anything with it. That's the worst, right? So I got these brand new shoes. Those are beautiful. I'm not going to walk anywhere.
No.
Then they're bad shoes.
Yes, they are bad. They are not worth your time. But WFMU is worth your time, and it's worth your money. And we'll take whatever you got. If you have $4, we'll take that. If you have $40, $400, $4,000, whatever you got, 1-800-989-9368 or WFMU.org. Tell Hardy.
Who paid for the Statue of Liberty? A big rich person?
No.
It was a bunch of people with dimes and pennies.
Yeah.
And the dimes and pennies people are my people.
That's right.
And those are the ones that a lot of times they will call up so they can say something and then drop a little more money.
Yeah.
It's like playing a fun machine or something.
And they want to hear their name on the radio.
Yes, and we love it, to remind themselves even that they're part of a community and that they're valued and that they really are noticed. We know who you are. We know your name, and we love you, and you're important. Are you more important than that other person? No, none of us are. This is frustratingly egalitarian. We are all important, and we are all disposable at the same time, but that's liberating. Oh, it's liberating, and it's even more liberating to know that your replacement will have the same values as you have. They will value the freedom of thought. They will value variety. They will value taking chances and knowing that failing is part of the creative process, and it's part of the relationship-making process. Everything you say isn't going to be charming. Sometimes you're going to look stupid. Keep going.
Yeah.
Just be there. Be there. Be there with an open heart, and that's enough. You know, you can be stupid. I tolerate so much stuff in loving people, you know, because who knows what's going on. We all got junk, and everybody's had parents, and they've done a number, and so it's I understand that, and we all find each other, and we make our way as best we can, and this place right here is so important to do that. Nobody else talking like this. You think I'm public? I don't mean to disparage public radio, even though I feel it's an abomination. But listen, the way they speak on there couldn't be more insincere.
Oh,
you will never hear anybody speaking the way I'm speaking. In fact, when you do so, they start going. I've been on those stations when I start to do that, and you start speaking. They get very nervous, and everybody poos their pants.
Oh my goodness!
Because they have a way of doing things. It is rigid. It is phony.
Yes.
And it is not for you.
No, but this is for you. Well, it's really for us. I mean, we all, you know, we do it for ourselves. We DJs do our own thing, and we hope you love it too.
Well, you are us. People go from being listeners to volunteers to DJs, back to listeners to volunteers, back to DJs.
Yep. You can do it all. Hey, Scott J. from Brooklyn gave you a last-minute pledge, as did Sean E. from Anacortes, I'm probably saying it wrong, Washington. Oh, Hardy, the pledges keep coming in, and we're down to the wire. Susie H. from West Orange, New Jersey.
Thank you, Susie.
Gave you a nice pledge, and we have about a minute to go before it's Mahogany with Bailey. Who wants to do the station ID? You or me?
I'll do it. Do you want? Can I do it?
Yeah, go for it. It's your show.
You could do it.
I'll do it.
Do you want to do
it? How about I do the station ID and then you do the station ID? Can we do it twice? Is that legal?
I do it differently. I say one thing out of order.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna say it order.
Let me tell you, it's like a prayer, and I get a line wrong. So I always say, you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and then I say 91.9 in Rockland County in New York City, and most people say in Rockland County in New York City, 91.9.
If I were to say it, I would say you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. We got to go, Hardy, because Bailey is here. It is almost time for Mahogany. I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you to all of the volunteers and pledgers, and thank you for allowing me to co-host for you today, Hardy.
Oh, thank you, and it's great to hear your voice again, Wendy.
Likewise.
And I hope we talk again soon. Thank you so much, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
What's up?
Hi.
I'm Rob and you're Bailey.
Yes.
And together we're doing a little fundraising for WFMU on Bailey's great show, Mahogany.
Thank you.
She's here every Thursday evening here on WFMU. 7 to 8.
Yeah.
And we'd love to hear from you. It's our second and final Bailey Mahogany show of the 2024 WFMU Fundraiser Marathon. It's 1-800-989-9368 to call in your pledge or wfmu.org/pledge online. Or just go to wfmu.org and or go to the playlist page. You can pledge there.
Yeah.
And we've got a prize we're going to be giving away in the first part of the show. And it's going to go by fast, so get in on this while you can, kids. It's a Sun Ra 3LP set from 1991 at Intermedia Arts.
Yeah, April.
3LP set. Sun Ra and his orchestra. That's up for grabs now, and there's not too many people in the running yet, so get in the running with your pledge to Mahogany at WFMU.org, 1-800-989-9368.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
I'm going to play some music.
All right.
All right.
Let's hear from people.
Yeah, let's hear. Thank you.
Real for me. Well, I don't.